Hello everyone, I am Mistress Alina Sky, and today I want to address Goddess Worship Guide. A few preliminary how-to instructions before you embark on your journey to worshiping a goddess. So these are the preliminary guidelines regarding goddess worship, whether you are a seasoned slave engaged in regular Dom sessions with the mistress or in person or on the phone, or you are a pet submissive husbands entering into a Dom sub relationship. Here are some initial guidelines. First of all, every mistress has her own preference as to how her submissive servants, pets, and or slaves are directed to worship her. However, many of the points in this quick goddess worship guide can be applied and followed. I think as a lifestyle mistress and a full mistress, this initial direction can assist you, whether you are new, intermediate, or experienced submissives. So goddess worship guide starts with goals. Your goals as a submissive must be aligned with your chosen goddess goals as your mistress and owner. For instance, what I always do when a new submissive comes into my life is ask a series of questions to make sure that he or she fits and see themselves in their servitude plan unfolding into the future with me. So the questions both goddess and slave must ask, submissive questions to ask your new goddess are, how much time will my goddess have for me? Her schedule, availability, session times, when and where will the session take place? Is it safe, clean environment where your session will take place and you feel that you can really get into your mind and space of goddess worship, submission to your goddess and your mistress without interruptions? What are your limits as a submissive and your hard boundaries? Those are your limits as a submissive. Very important to set that up right off the bat. Completely go over them so that they are understood. What areas of domination and submission play would you like to deeply explore? There are certain areas that you will be more keen to look into and be led by your goddess and mistress to explore with her as her submissive, and she is as your goddess. Now, your goddess and her demands, these are also important. Your goddess has accepted you into her realm, so congratulations. Now she must put forth her goals and demands of you. You are a new submissive, you're a servant or pet, so your goddess require regular servitude. That's what us goddesses want. Are you able to comply with her requested times, tributes, gifts for your goddess? What are they? And what do you get in return if you are a very good pet, a very good slave, and do all your worship duties exactly as your goddess wishes you to do them? A goddess worship long term. What is your goddess vision for your unfolding relationship and her boundaries regarding to her day-to-day life and how you configure into that scenario? A few important points to remember. If you are in an actual relationship or lucky enough to be married to a goddess, I will address this in a separate blog, so stay tuned. The rules are different with married Dom and sub relationships and lifestyle, because this is indeed their lifestyle. Your goddess wants to push your boundaries and sometimes would demand to see you as vulnerable as possible. So she will demand this as proof of your devotion. Are you ready for that? What kind of Dom-sub relationship are you both after? Sensual, domination, strict, femdom, etc. Go over that. So in conclusion, a glimpse of one of my favorite goddess and a mistress. And trust me, there are many more. This is just one example. I love the goddess body worship. Above all, goddesses I know, myself included, love body worship. For example, my favorite part is when one of my submissive pets sets down to worship feet, especially if it's a massage, with scented warm oils, where I am on my leather throne and my pet is at my feet, just massaging away. He has to be naked and in chastity, of course, because it's important to me to know that touching my feet, massaging them, is erotically maddening and arousing for my pet, as it is highly pleasurable for me, his goddess and owner. So please drop by anytime. My name is Alina Sky, and I will teach you how to properly worship your goddess, whether it's a new goddess that you want to worship, or you would like to be my pet and worship me. I will speak to you soon, loves. Bye.